This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go. It's time. We're getting ready for Cavs basketball. Damn it.
Glad to see you've come around, Ken.
I've been around. I ain't never left.
Dead serious about this.
Don't.
You can hit record on this.
This is terrible. I hate the Cavs.
This ain't real. That is not a real clip. That is a spliced together clip by Owen. Coming in hot at 9:40.
And I want the Cavs to lose.
I do not want the Cavs to lose. I want the Cavs to win. That's what I want. That's what I want from the Cleveland Cavaliers. I want them to win tomorrow. I want them to win the series. I want them to win the whole
sleeping
thing.
Is it a must-win, Kenny?
216-474 to below 92 is a must-win.
Immediately, well, you got to win 4 out of 6 if you lose the first one. I love the geniuses that always have to tell people how series work in any baseball.
Tell me more.
The NBA. Yeah, it's pretty big to win all the games.
I've always said they need to at least get win more than they lose.
Isn't there a little bit of a science to it? You got to win the first game, or yeah, you're going to lose the third, or something like that.
Well, the odds are certainly against you if you lose the first.
Boy, if you lose the third, holy Toledo!
By just virtue of how the series works and losing home court advantage, but you know, I don't know that home court advantage is going to play a huge role in this, especially if Orlando steals home court advantage. I mean, I know they'll be excited because they haven't really had any success since Dwight Howard. But I still think there'd be probably a lot of Cleveland fans down there anyway, because anybody in Florida gets a chance to go to a Cleveland event, you know they're going to do it. But I am interested in, you know, you were asking me before the show.
Like, yes, I was.
But, you know, X Factor is such a played out thing, but, you know, who are you really looking at? And as much as obviously Donovan Mitchell
I wanted to
health,
ask you, who's the most important other than Donovan?
So I said it's Darius. And that doesn't mean that, you know, Evan Mobley isn't going to have a huge series or anything like that. In fact, I do expect Evan Mobley to play well in this series. Darius is the one. So if we were going to do X Factor, Darius is the one, because I don't know what I'm going to get out of him. But if he plays well, this series is over in 5 games. I truly believe
that. If he plays well, it's over in 5.
If he plays well,
wow,
this is a
what
wrap.
If he doesn't play well?
I think you're in for the rock fight, you know, the fist fight that everybody wants to talk about. I think it's going to be really tough. Because now, if he doesn't play well, and he's going to have Jalen Suggs in his faith, Jonathan Isaac off the bench or starting, depending on what he does, is obviously going to be in the middle of things, and we can't be nonchalant with the basketball. We have to dribble and pass with a purpose. We can't lollygag to get the ball over half court the way we do from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
The edge that you have over Orlando is the firepower. And if you don't have that edge all of a sudden because Darius Garland is not having a good series, if he's not confident with the ball, if he's afraid to get within the paint, then all of a sudden that edge that you have is wiped out.
Well, let me tell you this. What did they call me when I was a kid in the neighborhood?
The Shockmaster.
No, they called me Pete. They also called me another name. What was it?
It's 2 second trivia.
Fatty Boombaladdy. Because we watched King of the Hill. And my whole thing on Monday was that they didn't want the smoke. Well, guess what? Darius Garland disagrees with Fatty Boombaladdy.
I never seen it, but we weren't ducking any smoke at all. I don't think we duck smoke. Not this group, at least. I mean, we're taking anybody that comes with it, so I don't think we're ducking or anything like that.
Tough talking Darius Garland is in, friends.
I think it's time, right? Now, listen.
A little bit Lava throws out the arm, getting ready to make the statement of the morning.
Now, did he not last year, after, you know, we had guys struggling in a big way outside of the first game against the Knicks.
Outside of the first game.
Donovan Mitchell had the huge 40-point game.
Yeah.
After that, it was like, all right, well, we lost and I scored 40. I need other people to step up. I do think at times in a series, Darius Garland showed
game two,
that he was unafraid.
They won the game and he was lights out. Game four, he played a great first half and they were.
And I think Caris LeVert was also somebody who stepped up. So JB does know certain guys on this team have it in them. Obviously, we know Donovan Mitchell cannot lay eggs every game. It's going to be really tough for them to win the series. I'm operating as if we're going to get Donovan Mitchell.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he lays eggs every game of the series, I mean, I might start barking about injuries, but that'd be 3 years in a row and ain't gone very well in the postseason for him. And I think a lot of people, you want to talk about turning a 180 on things, I think a lot of people might be thinking in a different direction there.
That's right.
It is a big series for him. Now, you brought up the quote-unquote X factor. I said the most important player. You're saying Darius Garland. I'm still going to say Evan Mobley. And the reason I'm saying Evan Mobley is very, very simple. He's the he's the one with the best chance to become a one percenter. The size, the ability, the defensive skill, it's still going to be a work in progress. It's like he's not going to go there next year and end up being the very best. It would still be a build next year. I'd be surprised if he just became the very, very best in the NBA at what he does. I'd hope he would, but we'll see how it goes. He still has the best chance to be the one percenter guy. So if I have what he's doing, and he does it to his very best in this series, you get a win. B, I really don't care what they do against Boston. Obviously, I want him to win, but I'd be playing with house money at that point, which, yes, is an overused term, but I'd be doing it. I'd be playing with house money at that point. So if I have Evan Mobley there and he's playing at his very best, then I'm thinking good about now and I'm thinking good about the future, and I ain't got to think of any of the negative stuff that was out there before. That's what I got going for me. So that works.
Well, the psychology of this team,
I know
it's something you don't want to have to worry about come playoff time, but it's fair. It's fair based on the way they ended the season, the ups and the downs, the injuries, and then what we saw last year in the playoffs. This is why I'm excited. If you're asking me why I'm excited, I understand the people that are going to be skeptical of what this team can do after what they saw last year and how the season unfolded. But this is where the excitement is. This is the test. This is the meat grinder of when we start to think differently about guys in the NBA. You know, as much as, you know, there are things said about like James Harden, how he disappears in the playoffs, but Jimmy Butler, when the playoffs start, here we go, he becomes a different guy. We just don't know enough. The careers have not been long enough for Darius and Evan Mobley. We only had a series last year and it was ugly. They faltered. They got humiliated. If you are somebody that believes in the steps and the process of the NBA, it's year two and now you're the team with more experience. I am excited to see if they pass that test.
216.
Because it is a huge, whether or not Donovan Mitchell is going to be here in the future or not, you need Darius and you need Evan to take that step.
All right, I want to open it up to everybody. 216-474-0092. Are you starting to get excited about the series? Are you back on the Cavs bandwagon? I know you were probably never off, but have you forgiven what happened on Sunday?
Yeah, can we get past
it? Have we moved past it?
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Are you encouraging others to move past it? And two, who's the most important one other than Donovan Mitchell? Like, what you're saying about Darius Garland, I think is true. I can't disagree with you. I think it's germane to this series. If he plays well, you said they could win in five. I like hearing that. I'm thinking about big picture as well. Now, I want people to give up the axe that they've been grinding since Sunday. I really want that. I didn't like the calls earlier today. The problem was I couldn't disagree with many of them because I think a lot of people were looking back towards what happened in the regular season. So these are all points that we made, you and I and everybody else, these are all points that we made during the regular season about the Cavs team. So I don't know how much has changed, Tone. I don't know how much they can change in such a short amount of time. I mean, it's been a week. And J.B. Bickerstaff said himself, a lot of teams don't change that dramatically when they go from the regular season to the postseason. So that's what I got going for me.
Man, though, the way this league works is guys do become different on the next stage. And, you know, they're 0-for-1. Darius, Evan, they understand that last year didn't go well. I'm telling you, this is going to be difficult because the perimeter defense, I mean, Jalen Suggs is going to be really annoying, and Jonathan Isaac is going to be really annoying. I don't know if we're going to be scared of Jonathan Isaac the way that their play-by-play voice said earlier in the week, but I do think that they're going to cause some problems. Can our spacing overcome it? We are a team that does space it well. I rolled my eyes about the gravity stuff, you know, in free agency. It does matter. It will matter in the playoffs. There will be more space to operate for everybody else than you had against the Knicks last year.
Well, I know you bring up gravity. Have we done too much of the Jonathan Isaac stuff?
Well, it depends. He's
not you and I mean just in general talking about this series. He's good defensively, obviously.
Yeah, no, you know, we probably should be talking more about Paolo Banchero, because if he's allowed, and I mean allowed, like if he can get into his rhythm, I mean, he kind of plays the game like Carmelo Anthony, a lot of the mid-range stuff. He can raise up over you. If he's allowed to get to his spots and he has a very efficient series, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Can't allow that. We need the old Cavs identity to be back. We need to push guys off their spots. We need to make sure that we're making entry passes difficult, not letting them get into the shot clock. They'll take their merry old time. That's fine, but they also will get in transition if they force turnovers. So now we talk about, like, in football, complementary offense and defense.
Yeah.
You do not want to get caught turning that ball over against the Magic. That's really the only way I see the Magic winning this series, is if they're forcing a lot of turnovers and getting out in transition.
Ivan in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Go ahead, Ivan.
Good. You know, home court advantage is about good vibrations. When you're on the road, they're booming.
Mark and the Funky Mark, Bunch.
Yes.
Here we go.
So we're here. We are what we're used to in Cleveland is the lottery. We want to see who's going to be the first pick. So we're not used to being in the playoffs and being have home court advantage. We need to get behind this team. Let me tell you, Darius Garland is a bad man all his life on the basketball court. You know, they find a little guy.
He has a lot to prove tomorrow. I'm with you, Ivan, but he has a lot to prove tomorrow.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
When I was in high school, I remember before our first game, we had a pep rally. Cheerleaders and the whole school was there, and they were. And then we went out and when we played our first game, they beat our brains out, took our basketball queen and sent us home in the snow. And when we got to school the next day, people act like we were invisible. And so then we went on a streak where we were winning, and everybody was with us when we were winning. There was a lesson I learned. It was a lesson for life. So I say, I'm a Cleveland fan. I'm a Cleveland Cavaliers fan. And I think that everybody in Cleveland should get behind this team. We have a really good team that can really do some good things. So all of this talk about what Garland is going to do and if Mitchell is going to do and Moe, forget all of that. We have a really good team and a deep bench.
Ivan, thank you very much for the call. I enjoy the positivity. I can't ask him if they got the queen back. I'm sorry.
Well, they took it.
Told me to stop. I didn't. Remember what happened on my homecoming night? I told you about that.
Well, that's a night you'd like to forget.
Oh, somebody had a good night on the homecoming night. This wasn't me.
A night that put the shock into the shockmaster.
He fell on his ass.
They didn't call me that by the time high school came. They never called me the shockmaster. They didn't call me Fatty Fatty Boombaladdy either at the end of it. Terry in Euclid, hello.
Hey, what's happening, man? This is the thing. They
got reminded about Woodshop on homecoming night.
They should have beat that team with the bench that they had, because the other team, Charlotte, was playing their bench. As them putting the starters back in, how would we have felt if we'd have put Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell and Mobley in, or all of them in, and two of them got hurt playing against a bench squad? How would we have felt then?
We would have felt terrible. We would have probably yelled at J.B. Bickerstaff for that. That's fair.
Right. And the thing is, he knew he had fourth place in his pocket. I mean, it would have been nice to go to second or third. We could have gotten no higher than third anyway. It would have been nice to do that. But they shouldn't have got outscored in that fourth quarter 32-14 either. So if your bench can't come in and hold that type of lead, I mean, that's against another bench. It's just what it is. But you don't risk your players just to win a game to move up one spot.
That's true. That is that. Yep. Well, you know what? We'll find out after tomorrow if it's true, because I don't know if people are going to agree with that, but I hope that they do, because that means that they're going to win. And that means that they won, and that means that we're going to be happy on Monday instead of the way we were last Monday.
Is the game a must-win? Yeah, forget that.
It's obviously a must-win.
Is the opening tip a must-win? Must they corral the opening tip?
We should have just done the same. If you want the ball to start the fourth quarter, I think you have to win the opening tip.
What questions would you like us to ask Kevin Stefanski? 216-474. Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? Coming up next, 216-474-0092. Coming in hot. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. Coming in hot, 216-474-0092. Coming in hot, coming up next, live on The Fan.
Well, and a slip and fall.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.